Hey guys, we live in a dark world. We live in a dark world. 31 people died in bombing at Pakistan funeral. A suicide bomber attacked the funeral services Thursday of a Pakistani tribesman opposed to the Taliban, killing 31 people. How about Norway? Is it dark over there too? More than 150,000 Norwegians were rallied in Oslo this week to mourn the 76 people killed in back-to-back attacks by a far-right extremist. How about Syria? The Syrian regime launched a major offensive to crush the five-month uprising against President Bashar al-Assad this week, sending tanks into the opposition stronghold of Hama and several other towns. Human rights groups reported that at least 140 people have been killed. Britain. The streets of Britain were filled recently with violence, flames, and chaos as police struggled to contain gangs of youths rioting and looting. You know, well, it's pretty dark overseas, guys. Those are just examples I've put out of papers, news magazines the last several weeks. What about the good old U.S. of A.? Any darkness in our country? How about down in Shreveport, Louisiana? Pedophile ring busted. The Justice Department brought down an international pedophile ring this past week, charging 72 people with promoting and encouraging the sexual abuse of children. How about over in Midwest here, Copley, Ohio? 7 dead in a rampage. A gunman killed 7 people during a shooting rampage in Ohio last week, the article says. Down in Lakeland, Florida, just came back last night from that part of the country, a gunman killed his wife at their Florida home, and then he went to a church, burst through the front door on a Sunday morning, wounded the pastor, wounded an associate, where some of the parishioners were able to tackle him and disarm him. What about Los Angeles? Everything happens out there, doesn't it? 2 men were arrested and charged last week at the funeral beating of a San Francisco Giant fan on opening day at Dodger Stadium. Is there any place that's safe in this country? Philadelphia, 4 dead in rampage. A U.S. Army captain who killed 4 people in a shooting rampage last week and wounded 2 police officers in the ensuing manhunt was this week found dead by a self-inflicted bullet. Anybody remember Tracy Edwards in this room? Probably not. I didn't either. But this is the man that 20 years ago turned in and led the police to serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, this gentleman, Tracy Edwards, just a couple weeks ago, 52, and co-defendant Timothy Carr were arguing with Johnny Jordan, another homeless man. They got tired and threw him over the bridge. How about Washington, D.C.? Certainly, there's no darkness out there. He says in jest. Facing charges of sexual improprieties, Oregon Representative David Wu resigned from Congress this past week, just 6 weeks from the resignation by Democratic Representative Anthony Weiner. Wu, 56, a 7-term congressman and the first Chinese American to serve in the House, was accused of infiltrating and initiating an unwanted sexual encounter with the 18-year-old daughter of his best friend. How tragic, how tragic. But that's around the country. Hey guys, what about home? Surely in the central part of the state of Indiana, there's not that kind of darkness, is there? I see at least 2 police officers in the room today. I'd like to give them equal time, but we don't have that kind of time. How about down in Tipton County a few weeks ago? Tipton County resident, I meant his name, has been charged with 3 counts of felony child molestation that were involving a 9-year-old girl. Well, let's go up to Logansport. Convicted child molester is arrested with possession of child pornography. But that's the rest of the world. We, most of us, live in Howard County, do we not? Okay, are you sitting down? Brown to plead guilty to murder charge. 10 arrested following investigations, four of which were women. Victim died of blunt force trauma. This is Kokomo, guys. This is where we live. Is anybody noticing? Police investigate a death at an apartment here in our great city. And then if you're not brain dead and you look up the, read the perspective every week as I try to do, all you have to do is look for photographs of some of your friends. This issue of the perspective, and I counted them, had 100 arrests that week for breaking the law, at least allegedly breaking the law in some way, shape, or form. And then finally, if you're not convinced that Kokomo could be a dangerous place to live, no, it is, and this is a dark, dark city as well as the rest of the world, just a couple of years ago, three people, about a mile and a half from here, were cut to death, slashed to death with a machete, just a couple miles from where we sit this afternoon. Unbelievable. And one of them was a client of mine. Well, guys, it's impossible to pick up a newspaper, turn on television, turn on the radio, read a news magazine, without being bombarded with greed, hatred, revenge, sexual immorality, crimes against humanity, child molestation, fraud, incest, murder, adultery, illegal drug dealing and usage, acts of terrorism, rioting, rape, political leaders found in lies and corruption while in office, and the list goes on. I know probably two-thirds of the guys in this room, if not by name, at least by face. I think most of you know that I'm a fairly optimistic person. I usually see, Chuck, the glasses half full, and I know you do as well. But the darkness we live in, guys, is overwhelming. It's staggering. But you know, this shouldn't surprise us, because the Bible talks about it. Listen to this. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful. The heart is deceitful. Every man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, the Bible talks a lot about darkness. And in the Bible, it's looked upon as a symbol of ignorance and spiritual blindness in the Bible. Isaiah 9:2, I'm going to go quickly, refers to people who'd walked in darkness. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. 1 John 2, 9-11, he who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Ephesians 5:11 tells us not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, expose darkness. That's what we are to do. Those of us who have had the light revealed to us are to expose darkness. But guys, if darkness equates to sin or sinning, and it does, the scriptures also give us the antidote or the remedy for this darkness in our world. John 1, verses 4 through 5, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not or has not understood it. John 12:46, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. What a phenomenal promise. John 3, 19-21. This is the verdict, guys. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. Because why? Their deeds were evil. You know the verse. Verse 20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Verse 21, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet we walk in the darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sin. However you want to shape it, guys, there are a lot of movers and shakers in this room. Good men, godly men. And God has given us in this room, and some others not here today, obviously, in his own wisdom, to be light in this dark period in our nation's history. He wants us to change the culture, not the culture changing the church, which is happening far too much. God, if God's going to redeem people in our community to His Son, Jesus Christ, we're going to do it. He has no other plan. This is it. We have a moral, faith-based plan and responsibility to live and to share the light of the gospel. Some of you guys say, wait a minute, not me. I don't talk very well. I don't do that very well. The answer is, yes, you. You and you and me. As John Tice, my friend, said a few weeks ago, in the midst of our brokenness, our weakness, our stumbling, and our fumbling, we have a responsibility as believers to be light to people who are still walking in darkness and who are on their way to hell. I have no other way to explain it. They're walking in darkness because they don't have the light. They're on their way to hell if we believe the Bible. But guys, we must begin at home. We can't go into our business and share the light, and our wife and kids at home are not very happy with how we're living our lives. Our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors need to see and know us as men whose lives are men of faith, Christ followers, men of light, as men where Jesus Christ in their lives reigns supreme. Is Christ number one in your life? Is He number one in my life? Guys, there are a lot of opportunities. Many of us are not good at verbalizing our faith, and I understand that. But there are other ways and opportunities. Unusual ways. For example, just a couple of weeks ago, I picked up the Kokomo Tribune and I cut this little ad out. Thought for the day. And there was one in the paper last night as well. I've never heard of this business. Top of the line detailing. Guy down here in South Main, I believe it is, who details cars. Well, his ad is about that small, but the verse he quoted, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. That's a way to share the light. He has shared the light in a very unusual way. What about our good friends Ted and Terry Merrill out here in Northwestern? Coached them in baseball years ago. 2011, commemoration of 9/11. They have their ad there. A biosolids management company has their phone number. Then it says to the men that lost their lives, and women too, thank you for serving, sacrificing, and giving for the greater good. And then these guys that I know because they walk with the Lord said, greater love hath no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. Very subtle, but very true. Anybody else catch this in the 9/11 commemoration? How many of you guys read the Indianapolis Star every day? Every day. No, there's not too many. Okay, good place for paper out. Every day for decades, on the front page of the Indianapolis Star, there's a Bible verse. You know what it is? 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. It's a secular newspaper, but I know a little bit about the Pulliam family. In fact, a good friend of mine is Russell Pulliam, who writes editorials, walks with Jesus, and I'm sure he had a lot to do with his grandparents probably started it, but it's still going on. We did a lot of junk in paper, but there's also some good stuff. As I walked into Y the last several weeks, there's been a message board out there. I think the message has been changed the last couple of days. But it says, have you seen it? Out there for everybody to see, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Very subtle, very true, not hard sell. As you think about eternity. How many of you guys love the New England Patriots? Oh my goodness, there is one back there. How many of you guys follow the NFL fight over wages and salary and percentages here a few months ago? Seems like months, probably a few weeks ago. When Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, his wife died during those discussions. He knew he had to go home, take care of the funeral, but he knew his wife would want him back in those discussions and hopefully a settlement so we can watch the Colts lose 7 in a row. How many of you saw a picture on the front page of the sports page of Robert Kraft and who else? Jeff Saturday. Did you read through that? Did you get the message? Jeff Saturday walks with God. He is a light on that team, among others. I'm sure in that particular week, Robert Kraft wasn't one of the guys that Jeff Saturday was wanting to hug, because this man was down. He was hurt. His wife of many years had just left him. Jeff Saturday embraced him in Christian love. And I'm sure that did a lot to the Kraft family to know that here's a tough football player who's just been arguing for the last 2 weeks, and yet he had enough compassion to reach out and to, I'm sure, pray with Robert Kraft, the owner. Guys, I want to ask that question. I get Forbes magazine. Does that make me important? No. They bombarded me with $19.95 for a year. I thought, that's not too expensive. So I went to see what it said. The first issue I got here a couple weeks ago had a picture of this gentleman. Anybody remember, recognize this boy, this guy? Probably not. I didn't either. Guys, his name is Truett Cathy. What a wimpy name. This man founded Chick-fil-A and changed the world, especially the advertising world, with two words. What was it? Closed Sunday. Closed Sunday. That's all he had to say. And Indiana Western University honored him as a world changer because he stood for the truth. He did something very simple but very profound. He said, we're going to close our business on Sunday so we can all go to church. Great man. I'd like to meet him someday. How many of you watched Detroit? I'll try to control my exuberance. How many of you watched last Saturday night the Michigan State Spartans on the brink of losing, 44 yards out from the end zone, 4 seconds left, and they ended up winning the game? How many of you watched it? Most, a lot of us did. Okay. Some of you guys are asleep already. Well, what you probably didn't catch a few weeks earlier, back in August 21, was this article about Kirk Cousins, the Michigan State quarterback, who threw that, actually ended up being a 54-yard pass because he dropped back 10 yards. As you remember, it hit the opposite player in the end zone, bounced off his face mask into the arms of a third-string quarterback of the Spartans, and he caught the ball and had enough sense to will his way over the plane of the goal line for the winning touchdown. And if you saw the game, you couldn't help but see the exuberance, and the place went wild. Well, what probably we don't know about Kirk Cousins, as far as I know, he was the only athlete ever asked to speak at a kickoff meeting of Big Ten athletic directors, coaches, and officials. He did this year, just about a month ago. And here's what they say. He says he talked at length about the responsibility college athletes face as role models and representatives of their schools. When he was done, he received a standing ovation. Here's a college football player, these guys that could buy him, sell him three times. He said, I saw my dad when I was done, and the first one I asked my dad, Dad, how do you handle a standing ovation? His dad says, I don't know, I've never gotten one. And he says, and my dad's been in the ministry for a long, long time. His coach, Mark D'Antono, probably a Catholic brother, I don't know, name is Catholic. He's going to be a great husband, talking about his quarterback. A great father. He's been a great community leader. The guy just sort of has it as a person. Wow. I've got some more here, but we don't have time. Okay. How many of you have ever driven down South Home Avenue where it intersects with Deffenbaugh, and looked to your right and saw a sign that says, this week, right now, trust Jesus, He loves you? Ever seen it? That's the Pizza Den on South Home Avenue. It caught my attention immediately. How about Malfalfa Road? Many of us drive out Malfalfa Road. How about Ortman Drilling? This week, the verse on their board, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. Romans 15:7. Subtle, true, easy to do, not costly, but being a light in a dark, dark world. I know of a police officer in this community. Before he and his family go to church every Sunday morning, if my story is accurate, goes to Dirty Dan's. I'm not sure how many dozen of donuts, maybe some beverages, and takes the one block east of here, one block east, to the TAM home where homeless people congregate all day long. He gives them this treat, really, and then he goes to church. I'll bet there aren't three people in the room that know about that, and I would never mention his name. What a light to those homeless people. Here's a man who's going to church. Before he went to church, he brought us something to eat.
Wow,
what a testimony. And guys, some of you have the Bible, some of you have daily bread in your waiting rooms as we do in our office. I've never had anyone tell me that the Bible offended them there in the office. They can wait to pick it up or read it or not. I've had some say, we'd like to take the daily bread at home so we can read it at home. God bless. Okay, guys, and finally, and this is going to really hurt. How many of us try to engage the waitress or waiter in some kind of a conversation to see where they're going to spend eternity? And then we turn around and leave them a dollar tip. Oh, wow. You have ruined your testimony, guys. Be generous. God is generous with us. You be generous. We should be generous. Those that wait on us. It's so much fun. You see them, they go back and they pick up the tab and they see maybe a 25%. Then they come back. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Probably got three little kids at home and they're the sole income for the family. A way to be light in a dark, dark world. But men, if you have trouble sharing light verbally, as many of us do, why not get involved with one of the many groups in this community who are a light to a lot of people? Urban Outreach, Samaritan Caregivers, Child Evangelism Fellowship, Bridges Outreach, Kokomo Rescue Mission, Gilead House, Coordinated Assistance Ministries, and there are others as well. And there are representatives from most of those groups in this room today. If you want to help share the light in this community, contact one of these groups. They'll help you do that. Men, in a crowd of this size, there may be some of you who have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You may have heard about the light of the world, but have never experienced that light for yourselves. The joy and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This could be your day. I trust it is your day. We prayed before I came in that this could be your day. If any of you are hearing my voice and that speaks to you, after we're over this afternoon, after lunch is over, speak to the table leader or speak to the assistant table leader or see me. Anyone will be glad to walk you through how you may release your life into the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Men, we've got a story to tell to the nations. We've got a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their eyes and hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy. A story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. Send the light, guys. There's a call comes ringing over the restless wave. Some of you guys could sing it. Send the light, send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, guys. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine, Paul, forevermore. And I close with this. Lord, is it I? Light has been given. Light from above. Light for all nations. Pardon. And love. The world's vast millions, sin blinded, die. Someone has failed thee. Lord, is it I? Someone has failed thee, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Someone has failed thee, Lord, is it I? Millions are dying. Oh, hear their crying. Someone has failed thee, Lord. Is it me? Men, as I finish, I'm going to challenge you through music. I'm not going to sing, but you're still going to hear the music. I'm challenging each one of you as I challenge myself again and afresh to go light your candle.
There is a can in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle.
Go light your world.